Now, we brought you a food-related story earlier this week, and it sparked a pretty good conversation online. Just in case you missed it, here's a clip now from that story. It's by reporter John Otis.
The roasted ants are served like peanuts. They have an earthy, nutty taste and the texture of day-old popcorn.
The story was about eating ants, the so-called big butt ants. They're a delicacy in Colombia. Listener Amy Mellenbacher-McCullen wrote on our Facebook page, tongue-in-cheek, we think anyway, everything tastes good deep-fried. Listener David Russell wrote, no thanks, I prefer my 8 or 10-ounce medium-well USDA steak. Well, you might not like the idea of eating insects, but Arnold van Haus suggests that you change your mind. Van Haus is an insect expert and entomologist at Wageningen University in the Netherlands, and he's on a mission to promote insects as food. Arnold van Haus, make your case. Why should we eat bugs?
Well, first of all, because they're delicious. But there are a lot of other reasons why we should eat insects. The problem with conventional livestock is that it is already using about 70% of all agricultural land in the world. And world population is growing to about 9 billion in 2050. And also, per head of the population, people are eating more meat. So the prediction is that, let's say, beef will in 10, 20 years be far too expensive for people to buy. So we need alternatives for our protein. And insects are a very good alternative. They emit less greenhouse gases, they use less water, so the ecological footprint of insects is much less.
How about in terms of nutrition? Are they more nutritious than the protein you might get from eating, say, cattle or pigs?
I wouldn't say more nutritious, but they are certainly similar to, let's say, the protein sources that we know, like fish, chicken, pork, or beef. So it's absolutely similar, but it depends on the species you're talking about, because we have about 1,800 different species.
Which are the most nutritious insects?
Well, caterpillars are very, very nutritious, but if you talk about the species that we can rear in Western countries, I would say crickets, locust species, and the mealworms.
And mealworms?
Yeah, mealworms that are larvae of storage beetles.
You aren't just trying to promote insect eating in developed countries. You're worried that people who are in developing countries who already eat insects may be giving up those practices. How come?
Well, it depends a little bit. In countries like Laos and Thailand, you don't see it. You see that people are proud of eating insects. But in countries like Africa, it may be different, that they want to westernize. And if you westernize, you don't eat insects.
Yeah, so you've had a hard time, in fact, getting some people who you've been researching yourself to even admit that they eat insects.
Well, I have been interviewing a lot of people in Africa about this, and they often don't want to talk about it unless I, you know, when I show the real interest, of course, they talk. It is a misconception that people in Western countries think that people eat insects because they are hungry or something like that. It's just delicious.
And the most savory insect that you've had?
I've eaten locusts and different species of insects which were excellently prepared and really tasty.
How were they prepared, the locusts that were so delicious?
I did not ask. That was one of my mistakes. But anyway, they were kind of peppery and crunchy, but I really like those a lot.
That's good. And I want to thank you, Arnold van Haus. I'm sure our listeners are going to have more questions and thoughts on the subject, and they will have a chance to share them directly with you. You are our guest, as you know, for the next couple of weeks in our online science forum. So we look forward to continuing this discussion and sharing recipes on our website. Arnold, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Arnold van Haus is an entomologist at Wageningen University in the Netherlands. If you'd like to join the conversation with him, go to our science website. That's at theworld.org/science. And while you're there, you can also check out John Otis's story about eating big butt ants in Colombia.